You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Sarah Silverman.
The SAG strike is over. That's right. Which means Hollywood can finally get back to what they do best, turning your children gay. Well, we've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get right into the big election news with The Daily Show's Doomocracy 2024. The election is less than a year away. Can you even believe it? I know. I'm so excited, I wish I was dead. And last night was a big night for Republican candidates. First, the frontrunner, Donald Trump, took a break from his 6,000 criminal trials to speak at a rally in Florida, where he made up a very touching moment.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, they indicted me, can you believe? My father and mother are looking down. Son, how did that happen? We're so proud of you, son. How did that happen?
Couple quick corrections. They never said they were proud of him, and they were definitely not looking down. Crazy, or is Donald Trump's face melting and congealing all at once? I mean, it was always weird, but now it's so, like, sweaty and golden, you know? Like, you know how in cartoons Bugs Bunny would be hungry and suddenly someone's face would turn into a chicken leg? He's right there, you know? God, I'm starving. But while Trump was dealing with his daddy issues, the rest of the GOP field was down the road at a primary debate, and things got pretty fiery right off the bat between Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley.
Ramaswamy repeatedly going after Nikki Haley.
Do you want a leader from a different generation who's going to put this country first, or do you want Dick Cheney in 3-inch heels?
Yes, I'd first like to say they're 5-inch heels, and I don't wear them unless you can run in them.
When asked whether they would support a ban on TikTok, the attacks quickly turned personal.
While her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time, so you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it, and that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy
scum.
Answer.
Wow, that was so many petty insults. Donald Trump may not have been there, but I believe he was looking down at them and saying, I am so proud of you. Sure. To be fair, Vivek Ramaswamy is really annoying. I mean, I have to admit, he does have big dick energy, but it's only because he's a huge dick. I mean, Nikki Haley was America's top diplomat at the United Nations. She literally kept her cool with the worst dictators in the world. And 8 minutes on stage with Vivek, and she's like, you are scum. He is so insufferable. He should just lean into it, you know? He should say, make me president so I can annoy our enemies for America. Like, he'll have one meeting with Vladimir Putin, and 20 minutes later, Putin will mysteriously kill himself. He'll be like, excuse me, I must accidentally fall out window now. Now, it wasn't just bickering last night. There was also a lot of substance. The candidates disagreed on whether to keep giving aid to Ukraine, on whether abortion should be left up to the states, and on whether it's possible to be 45 years old and still not know how to smile. But one thing that almost all the candidates agreed on is being horny for war.
I would be telling Bibi, finish the job once and for all with these butchers, Hamas.
The first thing I said to him when it happened was I said, finish them. Finish them.
I would tell President Biden with great clarity, you have to strike in Iran. If we are going to deter China from invading Taiwan, the only way we're going to do it is to make sure that they don't know whether how many nuclear submarines from the United States of America are ready to strike on them if they decide to move on Taiwan.
I am going to send troops to our southern border. If someone in the drug cartels is sneaking fentanyl across the border when I'm president, that's going to be the last thing they do. We're going to shoot them stone cold dead.
I wear heels. They're not for a fashion statement. They're for ammunition.
Your heels are ammunition? Where do you buy those things? Foot Glocker? Whatever, it's my last day. It doesn't deserve an applause. It was a terrible joke. But it really seems like these people only know how to do one thing. Their solution is always war. Meanwhile, we need shit fixed here. Do we need to convince you that, like, Iran is putting potholes in the streets for you to fix them? Like, oh no, North Korea is aiming a missile at affordable health care. But look, the debate wasn't all about fighting and war. In fact, it ended with a surprising romantic twist.
One more fun thing, and we haven't seen this before. Tim Scott's girlfriend, Mindy, was on the stage at the end of the debate. We got to see her for the first time. Mm-hmm. The reporters asked, is this the girlfriend? He said yes, and they've been dating for about a year. So that mystery is over, and he took her up on stage, took a couple pictures, and there's Mindy, Tim Scott's girlfriend. There you go.
Aw, that's so sweet. Man, you know, you look for love your whole life and you finally find it with a respectable looking woman just 2 months before the Iowa caucus. I mean, what are the odds? He really should have just proposed right there, got down on one knee like, Mindy, would you make my campaign manager the happiest man alive? It's just too bad for Tim that he had to get this non-union actor to play his girlfriend. I mean, if he had just waited one more day for the strike to end, he could have gotten a professional actor fake girlfriend. Honestly, why do we make Tim Scott have to do this? Why can't a single guy be president? I mean, are they worried that the Oval Office is going to be full of, like, Fight Club posters and piss bottles? For more analysis of last night's debate, we sent not one, but two correspondents to report on it. So let's go to Desi Leidick and Dulce Sloan, live in Miami. Okay, Desi, you're in the spin room, and Dulce, I think we sent you to the debate hall.
No! Why would I go on an all-expenses-paid trip to Miami and then go to the debate? Girl, no, I'm trying to live! I was at a bar eating stone crabs, doing body shots off a pit bull.
Oh my God, Dulce, that's so funny. I was at a bar doing shots off pit bull.
Ooh. Are you guys sure it was pit bull?
No. 20%?
No. But he was bald and Cuban, so dale!
Yeah, but we did just watch the debate 5 minutes ago on double speed, so ask us anything.
Great. So first question to both of you, who won the debate?
Easy, Wamaswamy. To be that annoying on stage without getting punched in the face, that is a win.
Respectfully, I disagree. The real winner last night was Ron DeSantis. For this serial killer to go the whole debate without turning someone into a skin suit, I'm impressed.
He is a lot of things, but I do not think he's a serial killer.
Oh, so that's just him? Okay.
Thoughts on Tim Scott and his girlfriend?
I don't like it, Sarah. Going official at a presidential debate is too much pressure on a girl. I had a guy run for president once just to impress me, and I was like, how about you win an actual state first, then you can take me to Red Lobster, Dennis Kucinich.
I don't know who that is. And look, I love seeing this sequel to Get Out, but... care if he is a senator, any 58-year-old man who's never been married is not a catch. He's a liability. It's like one of those couches that's been left on the curb. You know, like, it might look good, but he's got bed bugs and all kinds of stuff in him. You gotta think twice before you sit on him.
Okay. So what's the big takeaway from the night?
Well, honestly, for me, I was impressed by the diversity on that stage. All kinds of people coming together to advocate for total war. Mm. You know, you had a black man, a South Asian woman, a South Asian man, a short king, and a piece of shit from New Jersey.
Now, my takeaway, I'm accustomed to a president of a certain age, you know? None of these candidates were old enough for the job. You know, I could see them climbing stairs, riding a bike. They can probably chew solid food. Ugh, that's not my president, no. When I look at a president, I want to think, ooh, are we going to have to call a priest?
Okay, final question. Do you think this debate will move the needle for any of these candidates?
No.
No, not at all. This ain't good at all. No. Mm-mm.
No, their greatest hope is to maybe get a new awful nickname from Donald Trump, because that would prove that he knows who they are. Something like, I don't know, Tricky Nikki Haley or Gonna Die Alone Tim Scott.
Why even have the debate then?
Oh, because the actors were still on strike. We needed something new to watch. I mean, it was either this bullshit or The Golden Bachelor. Ugh. Ain't nobody trying to see that weird-ass man talk to them funny-looking women. Mm-mm.
Well, great coverage, as always, Desi Leidick and Dulce Sloan. When we come back, we'll look at the hottest movie of the holiday season, so we go around.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
movies like The Exorcist or Scream or the 2020 election. And now a new trailer just dropped for a horror reboot that puts an old classic in modern times.
This winter, true evil will be born.
In nomine vero evoco, let this woman give birth to the devil's son. Aperta porta inferni, open the gates of hell!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
Knock, knock. Congrats, new mom. Welcome, baby Beelzebub. Oh, is that Lithuanian?
Before we go any further, who do I talk to about insurance?
Leave us, woman, for we have just birthed the son of Satan.
Okay, sure. But do you have health insurance? Because we don't even know if your plan is going to cover this. Like, do you have a PPO or an HMO or an EPO or...
I speak in tongues, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
I get that a lot. All right, if you're not paying with insurance, let's see, the fee is going to be $35,215.
Jesus Christ.
Shut that baby up. Let me take a look at that bill.
Yeah, yeah. $9,800 for the OB room, $1,176 for the lab fee, then the pharmacy charges are here, here, and here. And we charge you for holding the baby. That's actually something we do.
$6,800 for imaging? Come on. Now who's being evil?
You are so bad. Listen, until one of you pays, this Antichrist is property of St. Joseph's Hospital. Excuse me. There you go. Ah, look at that. He already has teeth.
Paramount Pictures presents Rosemary's Copay.
This is why I wanted to knock up a lady in Toronto.
When we come back, Judd Apatow will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Is an Emmy-winning writer, director, and producer. His latest movie is called Please Don't Destroy the Treasure of Foggy Mountain. Please welcome Judd Apatow. Hello, interviewee.
Good to be here with you.
All right, the strike is over. What have you been doing the last 191 days?
I was exercising and eating, and then I decided to eat without the exercise. Right. I want to get Ozempic, and I want to take it and prove you can gain weight on it. And then I was binging, right? So you're home all the time. You watch all the shows and you binge. And then I thought to myself, these are all terrible. We don't deserve a raise.
Stop it.
Right? Like, it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough.
Listen, you directors took the first thing I was throwing at you.
That's, not That's all we deserve.
So please don't destroy.
Yes.
This is the comedy group, and they've made this movie. Did you write it or direct it?
I was a producer. I'm only here because of the strike.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Because of the strike, you get the lame guest. You don't get the star. You get the producer. No one wants the producer. No one wants Daryl Zanuck on their show.
Who's that?
Exactly. But it's a very, very funny movie with the guys from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about, like, there's guys. There's like a treasure. The plot doesn't matter, Sarah. It's funny. It's funny. That's all.
The trailer and I thought it looked kind of Goonies-ish, you know?
No, it's very silly and, like, you know, it's what we all need. It's just pure silly.
Yeah, oh boy. And these guys, these kids,
yeah.
I mean, come on. But they met in college.
That's
and
right.
What were you doing in college?
Well, I went to USC. I went to USC Cinema School.
No applause. Usually you say a college and somebody went there and claps, but no, nothing for you.
Nope, zero. And I was not good. I was very young. I was 17 when I got there. Everyone was much smarter than me. They loved movies more than me. So all of my little films were the worst ever. Matt Reeves, the guy who did the Batman, he was in my class, and his stuff would look amazing, and my stuff was embarrassing. So then I'm like, not that into it. I win the dating game.
Wait, stop. What?
So, like, you know, I auditioned for the dating game, as you do when you're young, and I win a trip to Acapulco, but when you have to go was during finals, so I had to decide whether or not to get an education or go to Acapulco.
Acapulco. Oh, my God.
There you go. There I am. Let's go back. Look what I did.
Fresh faced, new skinned.
Yes.
But there was a picture with.
With the ladies. Let's go back to the picture with the ladies.
Why are there two ladies? She gets to bring a friend for, like, rapey reasons?
We call it. I think it's a chaperone.
Sorry.
No, it's a chaperone and nothing.
Oh, a chaperone.
Yeah.
Well, then I was right. Kevin Nealon was on the dating game.
Yeah, many people. Steve Martin, Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
They were all. Farrah Fawcett.
Really?
Yes.
Sorry.
They're going to go on a YouTube search and find all of this later.
So now the strike's over. What are you going to do? What's your plan? What are you doing now?
Well, I started working on a book because I didn't know how long it would last. So I'm putting out a book called Comedy Nerd, which is a scrapbook of all my photos and memorabilia
from my career.
Yeah, so I brought some stuff because I don't know what to put in the book because I literally have like 500,000 photos in my phone. So I thought I would show you and you could tell me if it's book worthy.
Oh, this is so fun. Yeah.
Here we go. So the first, look who it is.
Oh my God. Jed.
Right. Do you remember what that is?
I have zero recollection of this. I know it's Larry Sanders.
That's the first time I was ever allowed to direct was the Larry Sanders show, and I directed you. My first scene was you. And what's interesting is you look exactly the same now, and I look like Bernie Sanders. What else did I bring? I think I brought more.
It's so fun.
Oh, so this is something that was in Gary Shandling's journals. When I did the documentary about Gary Shandling, I was able to read his journals.
Take this and plant it right into your heart. Give what you didn't get. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Give what you didn't get.
Okay. Love more. But on the flip side of that, you know, he had a big corkboard with all these jokes that some of which I don't think he ever tried for obvious reasons. But this was one joke I just thought was weird that I found on his corkboard. It says, "Where were you on 9/11? What year? I've had 28 bad 9/11s. I don't think he ever tried it, but it was on a cork board.
That's a great one.
What else do we have? Okay, now this is my one of my first jobs ever. That's me in the green shorts. Now that's Paul Simon live in Central Park, pre-game show for HBO with Dennis Miller right there.
Okay. And the audience doesn't know what they're
but it had one of the first jokes I wrote for someone else, which I've always been very proud of, which is Dennis Miller said, Paul Simon's going to be here pretty soon with the 38 musicians from around the world it took to replace art.
That's a great joke.
That's solid.
Shut up and tell everybody. Please don't destroy the film.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get the album, or it's on streaming, or whatever the f-. Stay tuned next week when your host is the amazing Leslie Jones. Go Sparks!
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.